All the climate stuff I've ever read is said that the result of climate global warming in our country will be, or globally, will be increased extreme weather events and unusual weather patterns rather than necessarily it being hot and sunny all the time. So that the sort of the title we give global warming is a bit confusing. And curiously, when I've been in Africa, you know, firsthand people saying, oh my God, this is different, oh my God, this is how things are, this is what it used to be like. And I'm thinking of experiencing West Africa, we're halfway up the Gambia River, the Chinese government 30 years ago put in huge rice investments so people could grow rice, and now those rice investments aren't working because actually the river's getting salty because of the change in flow patterns and because of the sea levels and all these sorts of things. And, well, that could be just some cycle of weather, and it could be a cycle of weather that lasts a year, 10 years or 30 years, but this is all going over decades. Since 2007, and we had that incredible flooding in July of 07, which we lost £100,000 overnight, which was quite a shock, I must say. Literally overnight, or over an afternoon, I should say. Then you think, yes, this is rather strange. You're on a floodplain. Yes, we shouldn't really farm on a floodplain, because that's the clues in the title. It's a floodplain. But you don't actually expect floodplains to flood in the middle of July, especially when they're the non-flooding size of a 12-foot-high flood bank. That's a bit strange, isn't it? So, being a bit thick-headed, yeah, you choose to ignore that because it's a bit of a one-off, and then when the following year you get another dose of flooding somewhere else, you think, oh, that's strange, two lots of flooding in the summers now. Ooh. And then the next year you have something that's some extremely hot or extremely cold, I'm getting muddled with what's happened the last 5 years. But this year we've gone from a hosepipe ban in February, March time to the wettest year since 1870. And
I was somewhat embarrassed that I sent you an email saying, we should have a rainwater harvesting system for Catford so you can wash the tractors in rainwater and then...
Yeah, all you gotta do is park them outside. It never stops raining. Yeah, crikey. It's, the variation and the bizarreness of the weather in the last 5 years, it just beggars belief. So that's my anecdotal experience. The experience that you have by looking in a different continent of Africa where things are reported over decades. But actually, it's curious, I found somewhere some months back a report that came from the States, I think, where actually statistically there is an increasing ratio of bad weather patterns since 1950 or something. Then you hear about the number of tornadoes, the hottest 10 years or whatever, the wettest 10 years or whatever. But it all is a bit strange. And if all the climate things say, yes, that's what you expect, you then get the head in the sand climate deniers or the head in the sand people generally, and they say, ah, well, yes, this is just normal and this goes on. And in fact, I only had one last week. And I said, well, that's fine, yes, that's what goes on, but actually if it's something we can help control a bit, whether it's man-made or not man-made, the fact of the matter is it's supposedly happening, and most people, except even Americans, 67% of them, now agree that, you know, climate change is happening, which is quite a statistic for America. Then if something's happening, we've got the control over it, then we ought to perhaps try and do something to protect ourselves and the kids and the grandkids and whatever in the future, because otherwise we're a bit dull, really, aren't we? The fact that there was an ice age 10,000 years ago doesn't mean we have to have one now if we can actually stop it. So actually, whether we have created climate change or not, then I think perhaps we ought to try something about it. And certainly going back to our experiences in agriculture locally, we will now, after 5 years of confusion, be changing our farming practices even more so that we mitigate those risks. And if we then have 20 years of the weather being completely back to normal again, I'll be then thinking, what they'll bother doing that for? But I won't be not responding to what I probably knew anyway some years ago if I'd actually acted upon what I'd been learning.